either because an older one has run its course and is longer a reliable guide for a field, or because the newer one is more powerful, encompassing, and productive than its predecessors. And Carl's discoveries, his courage, and his persistence changed a view of science. And we were all benefited from having him in our presence. I came to know Carl late in life, and I came to know him as a very humble individual, a very thoughtful individual, and one who didn't seek personal glory, but was focused totally on advancing knowledge through science. And we are a better place because he was a member of our faculty for a very, very long time. I want to turn to one other comment. On your desk here in front of you is a recent publication of Access that's published by the National Center for Supercomputing Applications. It is headquartered on the Urbana campus but has a presence in many different places. And it celebrates the completion of a project that we initiated several years ago to build, with funding from the National Science Foundation, the world's computer with currently the highest sustained performance, a petaflop. And this board is very conscious of, I think, of the Blue Waters project, because it was in a very vulnerable position about 18 months ago. The original vendor was no longer able to deliver the kind of product that would achieve the objectives that we, with the National Science Foundation, had set out. We negotiated a change to a different vendor, and back in late December, NSF completed its certification of that machine. So it's now coming online, so to speak, and working. And as I looked at this publication a few weeks ago, what struck me is the question that's posed on the centerfold: what is a petaflop? I'm clueless, I think, but it says there on that page, flops are floating point operations per second. That's an operation per second. For example, multiplying two 14-digit numbers is an example of a single flop. I don't know how long it would take me to multiply two 14-digit numbers, but it would be more than a second. This machine does a quadrillion of those. And so the question is, what is a petaflop? How many of those operations would it be? Well, if you open up the fold-out, it says one quadrillion drops of water would fill 20,000 Olympic-sized pools. That's how many calculations this machine can do in 1 second. Day in and day out. The key to this machine is the sustained capacity. Others can race and get ahead of it, but they can't sustain the capacity that this machine does. Trustee McMillan, what caught my attention is the statement over there: one quadrillion kernels of corn is 52,083,333 acres. The amount of corn grown in Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, Nebraska, Minnesota, and Wisconsin a year. That's a bunch. And it just gives you some impression of the size that this machine has and the incredible tool that we now operate on the behalf of the National Science Foundation and the national science community, and even the community of scientists beyond that, who continue in the kinds of work that Carl Woese so nobly advanced during his career on the University of Illinois campus. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. You know, Carl came to one of our board meetings, and he accepted the award that is presented by the university, which represents the highest award that the university can present, and he spoke for a few minutes at that board meeting. I had two children in high school at the time, and as I returned from Urbana, they asked me about my day. I told them I met Carl Woese, and I didn't go any further, and they're like, oh, he discovered the third branch of life. Right. You met that guy? And then, to this day, they think that's the coolest thing that I've done, so I, too, thank Carl.
Well, we'll have to invite them down to see the Blue Waters computer now.
That's right. Speaking of really cool things, we are in the presence of Lester McKeever. Where is Lester? There he is. And Lester McKeever had a street named after him in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
And there's probably no higher honor for a Chicagoan than to have that honor. So we, I